Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I come here today to, I think, admit a parenting failure.
I get less joy on these.
I thought you got
Why?
You more
I was
joy.
Expecting you to jump for joy right
you know,
now.
Because he's, like, he played the I'm a perfect parent, perfect husband, perfect everything for a long time. And then his kids aren't great. So, like, now I don't get as much joy anymore. Like, when he was perfect, I wanted him down a notch, but now that he's already down here with us, now I don't want him to screw up anymore.
Now there's just no hope at all.
Yeah, no, it's there's something, you know what I'm talking about. It's the same thing you have with like Dave Grohl and with whatever, where you like somebody's too perfect and you're like, there's like you were living into that. You were that for me. It's like, no, two failed marriages, kids are all screwed up, like whatever. My kids are not screwed up, by the way. They're awesome. But
well, this is something I think if I remember right, you did this right. And I'm going to ask you about this, okay? So, because you have,
that's not possible.
Like me, I have some food aversions. I'm very picky. I'm a very picky eater. You have very certain ones, white and creamy.
For sure.
Everyone knows about. Mm-hmm. But you never put those on your kids, right? Because you would serve them.
I wholeheartedly did not. My kids, like, existed almost solely on yogurt the entire time they were children, like little kids.
They were children. I thought I remember you saying one of them does have a white and creamy aversion now.
They don't really like the stuff as much anymore. Like neither of them will get down on the ranch, which makes me real happy.
Oh, gosh, God, you ruined them.
Oh, no. Dude, you ranch people.
They're so good.
You've gone way
so
too
good.
Far.
No.
When I see somebody like ordering it at like Bojo's, the best pizza on the planet.
You do hot honey at Bojo's.
No crap you do hot honey.
But everywhere like, else you do ranch.
No,
yeah.
You don't do that. Oh, you're just, ugh.
Whole
you're
bottle.
Ruining. No. Mm-hmm. But so when my kids were little, they'd eat the yogurt and like you have to take that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And more often than not, right when you try to peel that little thing, it goes, and like just.
Just kind of spits
pops
on you.
A little bit on you.
Blows
and
on
then,
you a little.
You know, if it's anybody normal, they go, and they lick it off their hand. I just have to pretend that I'm totally cool with this pink, creamy crap on my hand and then go scrub in like a surgeon. You're like, ah, get it. So no,
But you didn't do that in front of them because you didn't want them to have the aversion.
No.
And I've been trying really hard to that because I'm picky and just because my kids will want to try something that I wouldn't try.
I've been meaning to ask you this because we've talked about it on the air. I don't know a human being who eats less vegetables than you.
Oh, thank you.
That's not a compliment.
Oh.
It's not, okay. But like you want your kids to like pound on broccoli. Like your kids are supposed to, this is when they're growing.
Yeah.
So do they eat veggies?
They do. Yeah. Yeah, they do.
And they watch you not eat veggies.
What? Well, because of the time we're on, I don't eat dinner with them very often. So they're eating without me there to taint their perception of the food,
they
I guess.
They'd be looking at your wife going, well, dad doesn't eat that. Why do I have to eat that?
Like, well, dad's not here. He's at work. So I get around it that way. So it makes it a lot easier. But they like it. And I've been trying real hard to just be open. Try anything. And especially my wife is Puerto Rican. So she makes food that I'd never even heard of growing up in Iowa. So trying to be open. Okay. But I think it might have backfired on me.
Oh, boy.
So I was with my son. We do these dates where we go and we just grab a burger. Just father, son.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
Grab a burger.
That
you know?
Is so cute.
We hit Culver's. We hit In-N-Out. We hit Dairy Queen. We have all our spots. Five Guys is the one. We went to Five Guys. And part of Five Guys, as you know, are the peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Can I interrupt you for one second? You're hitting a core memory for me. the first time I ever had Five Guys with my son, I was still driving my truck, and we went to Five Guys and then put the tailgate down and sat in the back of my truck and ate it.
Oh my gosh.
It's core. That is like fully core. Like, we're just sitting and we're both like, this is the best burger I ever. And
that's so good. That
father son bonding trip thing. You got to do the same stuff with your daughter.
Yes.
Separately.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, you guys can go do whatever. But like,
so we all my, it's like, you just get to bro out a little bit. It's enjoy
so
it,
fun.
You know?
And they're just looking up at you like you made the moon come up. Like, it's so.
Yeah. So we're at Five Guys, one of our favorites. He gets the hot dog. It's a really good hot dog.
It's a
actually.
Huge hot dog because they cut it in half.
Mm-hmm. Very
and cooked,
good.
So the whole thing's cooked.
Oh.
Like it's like got the crispiness like on more surfaces than a hot dog should have.
It's like $40, but it is good.
It's so worth it. Oh,
it's
my
very
God.
Good. We could have gone to a Rockies game for a hot dog for this price.
Yeah.
But so we're there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And the peanuts, all right? So, and we're working, my son is five, we're working on like opening the peanut shells because I love shelled peanuts. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a core memory going to stuff with my dad and we'd get peanuts and throw them at a game or whatever. So we're teaching, I'm helping him. He's getting better at opening the peanuts. And when we went, he looked at me and he was like, you know, you don't have to crack the shell in the way, you don't have to squeeze it to get to eat it. What? And I'm like, oh, have you found a new way to crack the shell? Uh-huh. Like, what are you talking about?
No.
He goes, I just eat it like this. And he takes the entire peanut.
No, he didn't.
No.
With the shell.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He put the whole thing in his mouth and chewed it and swallowed it and goes, yeah, then you don't have to open it if you eat it this way.
I know people who do that and they need to be put away.
So this
we have to intervene. No, that's bad.
Because he's so unhesitating in trying foods. You know, we're just like, try whatever. Nothing's
bad. But
how
does he know that that's okay to eat? Like, I'm assuming he doesn't.
He didn't die. He tried it once. And he didn't
Under
die.
Whose watch?
I don't know.
Who do we need to put in jail for this?
I worry too, because then I'm like, I don't even know that you can eat. Can you eat the shells?
Yes.
Forever?
We have a common friend who that's the way they eat them.
Is that the boiled? Do you do that with boiled peanuts?
Boiled,
or
but then
those...
you boiled it so it's not, yes. That,
but
that's
that still
gross,
has the shell.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I thought of
but
the
boil
too.
You boil it
too,
down
but...
to the point of like, it's,
ugh.
It is.
You guys both just gag at the same time.
Because peanuts are a legume.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it becomes basically like putting a bean in your mouth. It's really gross. Like, you've boiled it to the point it's like a slimy green bean mouth.
What's good about a peanut is everything that isn't that.
I have to say I agree. I think the way Americans cook 90% of vegetables is horrifying. Like broccoli, I want broccoli still. But we cook it till it's like...
almost mushy.
Yeah.
And like if you do that to a peanut, you're right. I think, my God, we almost never agree, but this is on this... So where are we putting him? Like what kind of
I don't know.
What kind of assisted living?
Is this safe to do forever? Like, or can you eat 10 shells in your life?
He's
like,
never going to date.
I'm at this crossroads of like, I want to go the shell in your mouth, down your throat. Isn't that just scratchy and dry? And like it's horrible. But then I go, oh. That's interesting.
He's a Renaissance man. He's like,
you enjoy it.
No,
tell me
like,
about that.
I remember going to baseball games and I would put the whole thing in my mouth because I like
the salt.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't eat it.
No.
You then spit it out?
Yeah.
But did you ever get the peanut out? So you just sucked the salt off of him and threw it away?
Oh, no. I would eat the peanut. I would crack it in my mouth and then.
You did it like a sunflower seed?
Yeah, which ironically, I can't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I have done what Leo does with sunflower seeds. I've thrown a whole handful of sunflower seeds in my mouth. And they grind into these into a really weird thing that like you wish you hadn't done it when it's okay.
But
like the next day it's real bad. It's like having a what do you call the thing with nails in it? Like a mace. It's like passing a mace.
Oh my gosh.
So maybe it'll sort itself out in time.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.